We have on Daf, Chof Ches, Chomet Aleph, towards the bottom. Three lines from the bottom. We had heard a member of Ravada Barave that said that only the Beishit is the one simon that could be geshochten by Eifes, not the Konen. The Konen is not sufficient. One is the Shech the Beishit. We brought a raya from a Beraisa. The Beraisa says, Ketan Milkin Chata Soif, Choyter Shedro Mafrekes, Beloy Roy Boso, Ad Shemagia Leveshit Oilakone. Igia Leveshit Oilakone, Choyter Semen Echod, Roy Boso Imoy. So it says clearly in the Beraisa that either Simon is sufficient, not like Ravada Barabe, that said one has to shecht the only the Veishit. The Kon to shecht the Kon alone is not sufficient. Tiyufte the Ravada Barabe tiyufte. So the Gemara asks, "May have a law?" So Rashi says, "May have a law in Shchita, legabi Shchita." What is the halacha? So the Gemara says, "My havi Allah, kidaka amrit." We just said yufte, Ravada Baravet yufte. We just said that we see from the Baraisa that one could be moilik any simen. So who adin, one could be shoychet any simen. So the Gemara says, "No, dulme shani hosam the ikos shedre umafrekes." So my, what is the din? So what does Rashi say? Kidakamrit b'malika. You want to know what the din is by Shchita, just like we had learned by Malika, that any simon is sufficient. Tumal says, no. Dume Malika shani. De'ike chatichas shedra umafrekes. Since by Malika, you first chaitach the shedra umafrekes, v'oze leichiyusei b'choldo. So that means, Reiv of the Chiyas already was taken away to the Shvira Shedra Mafreket. There is only a small amount of Chiyas that is left over. So by Malika, if you make Malika in the Kone, that's also sufficient. In reality, there is not, Reiv of the Chiyas comes out from the Veshit. Shechiyu, like Rashi had said, Ravada Bar Ava, hold Shechiyu Sabahime Toli Boy. Deike Chiyus is Toli in the Beishit. But by Malikim, since a large chalik of the Chiyus already left the Oif, because of the Malikis, Ashedra, Vamafrekes, Sobemele, the Gmar Yitzias Achiyus can come about through the Malikis Akol. But by Shchita, could be by Shchita, Ravada Barav is right. Then the whole Chiyas has to come out from the Shchita of one of the two Simonim. Could be the Shchita Sakona does not take out the Chiyas. So therefore Shchita Sakona is not sufficient. So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll be poishit this from a Maisa. That who bar avze, there was a type of a duck, the have a beirove, that was the base rove, also was brought ki memasmes kuei domo. The neck of this duck was meluchlich bedam. That means this duck was cut, someone was cut the neck of the duck. And let us just, for practical purposes, let us say it cut its neck from a sharp reed. It punctured the ear. It was bleeding. And they brought this duck, this bleeding duck, to Rove. Amar Rove, so Rove said, we have to know it's bleeding. and let us assume this sharp reed punctured the oil of the stock. Now we have to know if any of the simonim got punctured. Is it a treifa or not? Heichinav. So Rav said, what should we do? We have a dilemma over here. Nishchitei, let's go shecht it now, v'hada nivdekei, and then we'll be vaydik the simonim. That means we'll look at the simonim, we'll study the simonim, l'mayla mimokim ashchita, l'mata mimokim ashchita, we'll study the simonim, and we'll see if there was any nekev in the simonim. That's no good. Dume b'mokim nekev k'shochet. Maybe we're shechting. We want to know maybe there's a shtikel reis over here. We see it's bleeding, so something happened. We have to know how far it went. So dume b'mokim nekev k'shochet. Maybe I'll shechting. Grad in that place where I shechted, there was a nekev there. So my bedike is no proof that it's not a treife. It could be the nekev was over there. The mokim ashchita, and I shechted it, so that you don't see a nekev, because the mokim ashchita was mamish, but mokim the nekev. Nivdikei v'hada nishchitei. Maybe we'll be boidik the simonim, and then we'll shecht it. Now how are you boidik the simonim before the shchita? We'll tear off the oyer, we'll expose the simonim, and we'll look at the simonim, to see if there's a nekev in this, the kone or the veshet. We'll see if there's no nekev, and then we'll shecht it. So that's a gewaltig gezach. So we solved all our problems. Ha'oma rabbe veshet ein loy b'dike mi b'chutz ela b'bifnim. So Rashi learns pshat in this gemara. That halacha is that a nekev kol dehu is matrif the veshet. If this is a minute hole, it's in the veshet, it's treif already. Now, if a minute hole was made in the veshet, so that hole gets filled up right away with blood. And when one inspects the veshet from the outside is red. It's a red color. So this minute hole is not discernible with the naked eye. It's red, and then there's stam over there that fills up the hole. Looking at the veshet from the outside, if there was a minute hole, you won't recognize it. The inside of the veshet is not red. The inside of the veshet is white. If there's a hole there, you'll see it, and you'll be able to recognize it, but we have to shecht it. We can't see the inside of the veshet now. So Rav had a problem to shecht without a bedikah. So it could be there was a nekev already, and the mokim nekev shochat to be boidik. So we'll see the kone. You could be boidik rad the kone. Rashi says that. That the kone, you need the roiv of the kone to be nifsak in order for it to become treif. So roiv of the kone, you can tell already if it was nifsak. But the veshit, you won't know. You're going to look at the veshit, and you'll examine the veshit, you won't see anything. So Mameli didn't know what to do. Omar lei Rav Yosef brei. So Rav Yosef, his son, told them, an ilu yishayim fam. Nivdekei lekone. You just be boidik the kone. V'nishchitei lekone. And you'll look at the kone. The kone you don't see, it's not nifsak rubai. So you know the kone is not, mitzad the kone there's no kone. V'lichshirei, we'll see that the kone there's no, roiv of the kone is not nifsak. V'hoda, you shechted it, fine. V'hoda, after you shechted the kone, then we're gonna schlep out the patient. We're going to turn the veshet inside out. If you look at the inside of the veshet, there it's not red. There it's there. You'll be able to see if there was a nekev there, if there was dam there. From the inside, you'll be able to see. So b'meila, then we'll be boidik. We'll know if it's treifa. It's treifa. We'll be able to see it if it's not treifa. So it's good. So we see from this maaseh that by Shechita, you don't have to shech the Beishit. You can shech the Kona also and finish. Because that was this whole Einfall to shech the Kona, and then we'll know if then we'll be able to be Beishit the Beishit properly, and we'll know if it's straight. Oma Rove Chochim Yosef Bri Betreifes Kerab Yoichan. Mamish, you're Meredik in Hilchas Treifes, like Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see Tupshotim and Rashi. Alma Echo the Koma, but Al Kaponim, from this Maisa we see, oi hai, he can shecht any one of the Simonim, not like Ravada Barave, so we see we don't pass on Ravada Barave, afilo. By Shechita. Let us see Rashi. Memas meis kuei. Meluchlich tzavorei bedome. The neck was full of blood. Shenikra tzavorei. Betzorich livdoit pesimono. Shema nifsak hakone. Maybe the kone became nifsak. Nifsak ruboi. That's matrib the kone. Ainike vaveshit. Umishum sofek druse loiboi lemivdekei. Now, we'll see, there's Machlikas Rashi in Taisvis, but Al Kaponim, there's a Tarfis of Drusa. Now, this Tarfis of Drusa is that if certain Chayas, including a cat, are Bekoyach, their claws have a poison in the claws, and if they are doyrish, they claw an animal, this poison enters the body of the animal, and the many of the internal organs become the skalkal. We'll see later how you can be mavar of this, but this you need another bedik already. It goes into the system of the animal, and just looking at the simonim to find out if there's a hole in the kono and the veshit won't help you. This problem is much greater. So Rashi asks a kasha, so he just worried about a hole, and we found out how to take care of it. Maybe it was nidras. Maybe it was nidras from a chatur. So Rashi says, mishim sofik drusa leboile mivdekei. The talinin bekalba oy bekanya. If you don't know there was a drisa, you're not aware of it, you just see that there's a cut by the behemoth with toile, a dog did it, which is not doiris, or it happened from a reed. Kemrinin hosim, sofik kalbe, sofik shunre, eime kalbe. We were told that it was a kelev, not a shunre, not a cat, so memeles, andrusa, we don't. If there are other ways to explain how this occurred, we're not chayish vadrusa. So memeles, so the only problem we have is, but maybe one of the simonim got nitraf. So that we could take care of with two bedikim. So Rava said, we should first shecht it, for hodar nivdekei, lemaila mi beis hashchita lamata, will be boitik the simen on top of it and the bottom, ein loy bedik, yeah, so he says, but maybe dilma b'mokim nef kev koshochit. Nivdekei, for hodar nishretei, or tear off the oil, or omar rabbe veishit ein loy bedike mi bachutz elam mi bifnit. So Rashi explains why is it that way. So Rashi says, "Lafi shehu treife benekev mashu." The nekubis aveshit is afilu you have a minute hole that's treife already. Ve'eini nika, and you can't looking at the veshit, you can't tell. Ve'tipes dam nichneses loy befnim benekev ve'eini nika. So It's red from the outside, and there's a deep dam that goes into the hole, so you can't tell. Aval kuma pnimi, the inside of the veshit lovanu. The kuma pnimi is lovanu, it's white, v'tipas dam nikeres boy.
Aber lochit zei nodei. The outside plume of the veshet is red. So me mele, if there was a tipis dam that came about through a nekev, you'll never recognize it. The inside, if you can get a hold of the inside, then you can tell there was a nekev kosher. But how do you look at the inside? The nimtikei lekone. So Rabbi Yosef said, "Let's be bodik tekone. Shakone nivdak mi bachutz. Lefishene nitraf ela b'roy. In order for it to be treife, it has to be roy of the kone has to be nivsak. So that you can tell. That's not too big of a kunz. V'hadel nishchetei lekone. And then we'll shech tekone. Vashchite ksheire b'simenecho." So it was geschachten already. The mitzad tekon is a proper shrita. Now you have a suffix, maybe the was nitraf to nekuvus haveshit. V'achakach yitlo haveshit kulo. They'll take the veshit. V'yakru min alechi. We'll pull out the veshit. V'yahavchu. And we'll turn it inside out. V'yivteku. And we'll be breaking the veshit. Now we have a proper v'diket. Shalom HaYisrael. So Rabbi told his son, Chochim Yosef Beri Betarfis Ke Rabbi Yochanan. What's the mile of Rabbi Yochanan? Rine Perkid Anoshe De Shodele Shmur Tleise Gamli Tzveike De Trefte Lemivdekei Begavayu. He sent him at a carload, a camel load of 13 camels of Tzveikes and Trefes that Rabbi Yochanan should be Mabara these Tzveikes. Tzveikes Rabbi Yochanan was a Aboki in Hulchas Treifes, Rishnachinik, Rabbi Yochanan, Bechol Milil, Abdafken Treifes. Let us see Taisvis. Also, ki memasmeis kuei dome. They brought this baravze, and the throat was meluchluch bedaf. Perish bekuntres, vetzorch bedike besimone, shemen ifsaka kone, oinike vabeshe, ומשם סופק דרוסה לאיבוי בדיקה, תתלינן בקלבה אוי בקונה, דאומר באילו טריפס, סופק קלבה, סופק שונרה, אימא קלבה. ואם תאימה, פרקטויצפס, למי נפקה מינה, what's the difference if you're חייש for a שונרה, or you're חייש for a קלבה, Italina bekalboy bekanye, given that filler kanye boy bdika. What's the, you're not chayish for a druse. I mean, if it was a druse, but we're making a bdik in the corner. We'll see if there's there's something wrong with the corner. So what's the difference if you're chayish for a druse or you're chayish for this? I mean, we're making a bdika. Yeah, you have to be bodik side by side. So what are you gaining? You're not chayish for those. V'yesh loyma, the nafke mine, the have a talinim b'shunre, have a tzorech b'dike k'neged kol acholo. If it was a druse from a shunre, so then you have to be bodik the whole cavity, around the cholo, by the b'nei ma'ayim, Half agav the leke reyese ela keneged asimonim. Then you look at the inside, and you see it's reddish over there, it's inflamed. So you know that the poison that came out of the claws of the cat started working. And then this is matrif the behemoth. So you have to make other bedikas. Rav, the Argamara only speaks about the kone and the veshit. I mean, if to be a chash trusa, you have to be boidik much more. Inami linyan sofik trusa, afilu lo yedimu asimonim, elomashu treife, sofik trusa, if there's any badness, In the Simon, my first Hamashu, it's also a treife, Gedomele Kamon. The Gargeres, Trusosi, Bemashu, the Ziyaro, Mikle Kalye. the poison burns it and it affects it, Al Kaponim, it seems you wouldn't be able to be makir the if it was a drusa with the bedikah. V'rivah meforish lehoche b'shmaiten ave b'shim sofek drusa. V'rivah says punkt verkehrt an Rashi. The whole sugya is because it was a sofek drusa, not that was a kelev or a konev. V'osi yishaper dekom arveishet ein lei b'dike mi b'chutz elam b'bifnim v'haynu mishum. By a drusa, we look for inflammation, for redness. That's if it's madim abosa. That's the simen of drusa. So memela, so it's very good argemorim. The koma veishet ein leibdikim ebuchutz elabavnim vahainu mishum dein admum mis hadrusa nekeres by raveishet achitz noda. Because the whole simen of a drusa is that it's red. The veishet is always red. So memela, you won't be able to recognize the redness if it was a drusa. Avo b'nekuve, but if we're chayish for a nekev, yesh leveishet b'dike af mi b'chut. Not Rashi. Rashi said, oh, shtek toir, even though it made a loch, it's a small hole, and the dam comes in, and you can recognize if there's a hole. If there's a hole, you'll see the hole. So there's no problem. You can make a b'dike on the veishet right away. Punkt verkehrt. We're not afraid of that. But you can see, you can be b'dike the veishet and see. We're afraid that a chatur was doiresit, and if a chatur was doiresit, so a mele, so there's a poison in the system, and we can recognize it, because the bosser is madim, the bosser gets red. By the veishit, you won't see anything. It's red before, it's red now, so you have to look at the inside of the veishit. So he says, pum fakat, according, if there is a chash drusa, then I understand the Gemara that by the veishit you can't be mevara because it's red side to side. But if there wouldn't be a chash drusa, there's only a chash nekev, a nekev, red heen, red hair, there's blood there, a nekev you can tell. This is Shitas Aribo, Nischelek and Rashi. V'chein mashme be'elu treifes lekam, yeah, it's mashme be'elu treifes also like this. The Koma Rabbe, Beishit ein lo b'dike mi b'chutz, elo mi b'fni. Eis Rabbe said you can only be b'dik the Beishit from the inside. Ulemayn afkemine, so the Gemara says, Ulemayn afkemine can only be b'dik from the inside, the Sofik Drusa. If you have a Sofik, it was a Drusa, so you have to be b'dik from the inside, you have to turn it inside out. V'loikom ala sofik nokim. I don't want to say sofik drusa, sofik nokim is also. Rashi said you can't recognize a nekev from the outside with Rashi's cheshbon, because it's a minute nekev and blood fills it up. The Gemara doesn't say it. What says lamayn afkamina that he can't be b'edik the veishit? Sofik drusa. The veishit is only by a drusa, there is a problem of b'dikas aveishit. If there's a chash of a nekev, it can be b'dik very easily, the veishit. Boy, a third kashan Rashi, Omrinen, the Gemara says, shnei oireis yesh lo leveishit. There are two oireis, two skins in the veishit, the inside of the veishit and the outside of the veishit. So it says, Nikiv ze beloi ze kosher. So if one oir was Nikiv, but the other oir is still complete, so it's kosher. Fraktoisvis urshe Nikiv apnimi, if the inside, so ze beloi ze, it's kosher. So that means you can have a chetimtze, it was Nikiv the pnimi. And it wasn't Nikiv the Chitzain, so it's kosher. Can't because So according to Rashi, Rashi says you can never recognize a nekev on the tzad achitzoy because it's so minute. Faktois vesach shenikev apnimi heiche yodinen in nikev chitzin ilach kiven dein loy bdike mi bachutz afilu linyi nekev. So memele, so al kolchoch, you see Rashi's wrong. That a nekev could always be boidik on the veisha. The problem is, by drise, there we have to be boidik if there's admumis on the veisha. There it's difficult to recognize. So I saw the Yisabroche brings down the others for emphasis, Kasha and Rashi. That Rashi means as follows. If you're groping in the dark, you're looking if there's a nekev, then it's very difficult to find a nekev in the nation. It's red from the outside. There's that. You won't have it. But if from the inside you see the nekev, now the shaila is there a nekev on the outside? Now I can pinpoint where to look. If I know where to look already, then I'll find the nekev on the outside also. That's what others want to emphasize. Taisus, Kasha, and Rashi from this Gemara. V'doichik loima, it's a doichik to say, k'goin shenike v'apnimi machmas choyli. The nekev came about through a disease in the veishit, and that brought about a nekev. So memele v'chitzin ein niko shem choyli. So, if lemaise, the choyli spread to the outside oil, so you'd be able to see the choyli on the outside oil. So the Rivo is choylik on Rashi, and the Rivo holds that by nekuvus haveshit zicha helps bedike. Only by drisus haveshit you only helps bedike spnim and not bedike mibachot. V'rav Rabbi Chanan hiksha. Iveshit yesh loy bdikim mibachutz, according to the Ribo. Kaina, my porech, the Gemara asks, before, Rameir is chayish la meyutas. The Gemara asks, Rameir heichel ochel bisre, dulme bemokim nekev shocha. Maybe there was a nekev there. So how could he eat chayishin la meyutas? So according to the Rivo, there's no problem. Whenever the mayor wanted an eat, whenever the mayor wanted to eat, he tore away the oil. Then he looked at the two simonim, and he saw if there's any nekev in the veishet or thus, he was biting both simonim. He saw, and then later he shechted. What's the problem? According to Rashi, is very good. The bdikas haveshit, you can't tell if there's a nekev, but according to the Rivo, you can always tell by a nekev. V'nirali, sheyesh shum choyli sheyadim k'maydruse, ve'en lo bdikim ibachot. So, this is a teretz. The problem wasn't about only a nekev. The problem, maybe there's a certain sickness that it reddens the bosa. I say this sickness is also matrif. And this sickness, just like by drusa, you can't make a bdike. So he also can't make a bdike. It shall be by a behemoth. By a knife, you don't have a problem. You can do this eitzah what Yosef prayed the rabbi did. But by a behemoth, you have a meat from a behemoth. Inami achi perush b'chitayim ad lehava ochel b'loy b'dike. You know this eitzah abo pesach v'kotshim aikalameima. Yev shalahafri da'ir. believe like they mum god of mise, you can't cut away the oil and start being baidic to someone because by kachim ain't lach a mum god of mise. Zakta gemara weiter, Rabbi Yehuda Omer atche yishchet. We hear in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda said you have to shech the verich. In the Mishnah says, Ruba yishalechot kamayu, Rabbi Yehuda Omer atche yishchet es ha verich. Omer Rav Chisde, Omer Rav Yehuda elaboy, Rabbi Yehuda is only speaking about a night, hoyul v'tzeleye kulei keecha. As we had Taisvus on the Mishnah, there's not a din in Shechita that you have to go in Shechta Veridin, the veins. No, he's speaking about a knife, that the normal anhoge is, b'tzeleyei kulei ke'echot, you roast it without cutting it up in pieces. So if you will not be menakev, the Veridin, so we won't rely lechatchila al kaponim on the tzliya, that the tzliya will be mighty all the daf avol behema. Given the menatche eiver eiver, but a behema, since normally one does not roast it one piece, leitzarech, you don't have to. Zik de gemore le meimre, de taimer de Rabbi Yehuda mishum damu. So you're saying the whole reason of Rabbi Yehuda is al zdam? Vos naan Rabbi Yehuda oimer, ad she yishreit es haberiden. De zed Rabbi Yehuda oti hef de shecht haberiden, weiss er is mitam hilche schiete. Eim ad she yenoki ves haberiden, not you have to shecht haberiden. You have to make holes in the veridin. Umay atche yishchoit, atche yinkoiv, b'shash shchite. It means, b'shash shchite, you should make a nekev that the dam should come out. Toshmam, veridin b'shchite, divrei Rabbi Yehudem. Learned abarayt, veridin b'shchite. And for the Gemara, ima veridin, tzorich lenokvom, b'shash shchite, divrei Rabbi Yehudem. You have to be menakev the veridin b'shashri. Toshma omre le Rabbi Yehuda. Me'ache shelo yehuzkir veridin elo yitzi mehem dam. Since the sole purpose of the veridin is to take out dam, mali b'shchite, mali shelo b'shchite. They asked him, Michlal, Rabbi Yehuda sabar b'shchite, so you see abar kaponim, but then you have to shecht hake. So then shchite. So the Gemara answers no. Hachi kamri le, mali le nokvam b'shad, you don't have to shecht it. You have to be menakev devarim. But the yes, the mali le nokvam b'shad shchite, mali le nokvam shaloi b'shad shchite. If the whole thing is to be meitzi the dam, so why does it have to be done b'shas shchit? It's not a hemshech of the meitzi shchit. V'hu sova, Rabbi Yehuda personally holds, b'shas shchite osi dam d'chayim. B'shas shchite, so the dam will go out to the veridim because it's still warm. Shaloi b'shas shchite, lo yosi dam d'kore, but when the dam cools off, it won't go out. So that's why you needed b'shash shchita. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiye, v'ridin l'Rabbi Yehuda shor behem, doris b'mal. Rabbi Yirmiye did not know the whole sugya that we learned till now, that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold as a din shchita on the v'ridin. It's only a din that you have to be menakim the v'ridin b'shash shchita. Rabbi Yirmiye understood you have to shech the v'ridin. So he cleared the shaila, but is the hilchus shchita on the veridin also that she apostles nichlal that is a din shchita, but all psulei shchita they applicable by the veridin.
Amalei Yisove, Hoch Yemar Abelosa, Vomrilo Amalei Yisove, L'Rabelosa, Hoch Yemar Abyechenin, Menakvon Bekoitz Vahim Ksheir. You don't need Shrita, that's sufficient, and you make a neck of Bekoitz. Tanya Kevosei Da Rav Chisde, Rav Chisde had said that Rav Yehuda only was Matzrich Shchites Avriden by Oif because Tzeleya Kuloi. So the Gemara says, Tani Kibosei, the Rav Chisde Shochet Shnei Chatzoi Simone by Posel, Beitzach Loime Bebeime, Rav Yudoime, Bo Oif, Ad Sheyishchoi Tesaveshet Vesavriden. So we see clearly that Rav Yehuda is only speaking by Oif, and that's Mitzame because Hoyol Betzeleya Kuloi Keecho. Zogt Rashi. Hoyo vetzulei kulei keechel, lefikar zog lohitzi es kol domi, ad she yishchoi. Vilesnu beshchite, elo mishum meitzo es adam, benekive baal mesagi. Gmo says, no, that means the shechte, vim bisha shchite, shadam cham, vyoitze, the dam is then warm, then it leaves. Machesh lehuskeru beriden, kloi mein chies, tluyes behem, tluye behem, wenn so ich las kire um mich im Damm, lo ma ata mazriche schriet. Doras bu behen mal, na Rav Yumi klad asha, what if he made drise, schriet am amish boi Rav Yudai loi, Rav Yumi lo shmile ho der Rav Chizde. Zog te gemore weiter. We hear in the Mishnah, Chatsi echod boi, ואחד וחצי בבהימה, so it says it's possible. You need רויב of the סימן. איתמר, רב אומר, מחצה על מחצה כרויב. רב עוד מחצה על מחצה, has a din of רויב. אמר לי כזך, that if you shecht half a סימן is a חשיבס of רויב. And it's called גשחתן. רב כהנא אומר, Merze al merze eine keroi. No, you have to shecht roib of the sim. Rab omar merze al merze keroi. Hochi omale rachman ala moishim. Leute shaye rube. The pula of shchite is that you should make sure that roib of the simin is not kaya. You have to make sure that the chiyas is taken out of the simin. And how do you make sure that the chiyas is taken out of the simin? By seeing that roiv of the simin is not kayim. So memela, so the inyan is that to make sure the roiv of the simin should not be kayim. Rav Kahana omar merze al merze einei keroi. Hochi omar lerachmona lemoyshe. Shechoit rube, you have to shecht roiv of the simen in order to be marsha the sim. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, chatzi echot boiv, v'echot v'chatzi bevheime, shchitos le psulom. Iyamrit merza merza ke roiv amai posul. Ha'obed le roiv, he made roiv. You say merza ke roiv, so he made roiv, why is it posul? The Gemara says, "Midrabbonon dulma loyosi lemevet palgeis." The Rabbonon said you have to make roiv because maybe if he only makes palge, he'll make less than palge. Then you have to make roiv. Dulma loyosi le won't make palge. Let us see what Rashi says. Mechza mechza. Kasalke daitoch leinyin shchite koma. The whole memory of Rav is speaking about shchite. Kloima, simen shechetshio yishochot vechetshio eine yishochot, ave ki ilu ruboi shochot vekoshe. Skilu loy vishochot. Chmona lemoyshe kshemosa lemoyshe hilche shchit alpe leite shaye rube. That was the tzivui. Make sure that roiv does not remain.
והוד האומר שנצטב המוישה לשחית רויב היינו מחצה מחצה וכים לא ישתיה רובן סינס רויב is not left over רויב שוחות קורי לוי. So that's called that רויב שוחות. He says you have to take away, you have to take away the chiyus. And the chiyus is taken away if you make sure that you don't have roiv kayim. So the Gemara has the kasha and Rav, it says in the Mishnah that chatzi is possible. So he says, mid rabbono. Aber mit der Reise kosche. Der Nafke Mina, der Leim mit Tame bin Avele. So that means, der Rabbono war Machma, den Mann bei Seimach an Mechze. That's true. So Lagabi Achille, Take, Narlate Ide. But Lagabi Tume, Afushi Tume Leim Afshinam. So Memele, Lagabi Tume, we go with the Bosser Ikeradin, and Bosser Ikeradin, Mechz is called Geshach. Zag the Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Ketine Toshma. Cholkei Lishnayim Vahein Shavim. The din is that a kli, a tano shol cheres, so doesn't have tare b'mikve. Tare b'mikveh, so the only open it becomes toyer is through netitze, becomes oistano. So if you would be noited satano, and into two pieces, and one piece is roiv, and one piece is the miyut, so the miyut tano, that's called netitze, doesn't have a shame tano anymore. The one that is roiv, would not become toyer, because roiv of the tanor is still kayim, it seems, so that's not called netitze, you still have roiv of the tanor is kayim. Now, it says as follows, cholkei lishnayim, what is if the tanor was divided half and half, v'hein shavin, and both pieces are similar, shnayim tmeyim, l'fi sheyefshel l'tzamtzum. That means, I don't know, a kli cheres, you cannot, when you break a kli cheres, you can't make a smooth cut. It's a kli cheres, so there's blites, there's shkiyas in the shvire. So mamele, so to figure out which one has roiv and which one is amiyat, you can't do this. To say they look similar, I can't be lying that they look similar. Could be one of them is lamaisa larger. I can't be mechad. So therefore, it's still tome. Cases lachayre before the tana was tome, and now on each piece I'll have a di, and did this become toyer? Have a cheskas tome on it. And I have no way to be mevarer that this doesn't have the right, but this one doesn't have the right, so it remains coming. Ha efshel etzamtzim. But what would be if efshel etzamtzim? Toherim. Then it would be toher. Amai toherim. Zil hoche ike rube, zil hoche ike rube. Fragt der Gemara, if Rav said there's such a concept, as mechze keroif, mechze is a bachshivis of roif. So memele, so filo, you could be mechaven, but each half of the tanur is a chshivis of roif, so it's kilo roif of the tanur is kaya. I think others say that, Rashi said that he's only speaking about shchita. Others say, that means, I feel it look cooler, he said, by shchita mechze keroif. So here, lechumre, you should zicher say mechze keroif. Amai tohirim, zil hochi kerube, zil hochi kerube.
Omar Rav Pope Trei Rubi Bechad Mon Eleke. There can't be two roibs in one keli. Both are roibs, but each one to say that this is roib of the keli, this is roib of the keli, this we can't say. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Rashi, Cholkele Shnaim Tanush, and it ma'in lo itare ela netitze, שבחסיב יוטס, אם נשתאיה רובו ישולם, לב נתיצו, רויב of the Tano, ישולם, that's not called was נתיצו, שאיף של הצמצם שמחובונם, אלא בעדיי בחד מיני כרובה, ולא ידינו בהי מיני, הלכך ליסל כתומה מיני. Remains tome. So the Gemara says, but according to Rav, the Mechzes Keroi, so the Mele, so let both, so why do you say it's Tomei, because Yevshel et Samsem, Afili Yevshel et Samsem, it's Tomei, because Mechzes Keroi. So the Gemara answers, Trei Rubi Leke, Le Meimer, Bechad Mone, the High Rubi, High Miyute. So I saw, I think in Yisa Broche, Achsumer, he says as follows, that this concept of Mechze Keroiv, that Mechze is a Shivis of Roiv, that is, if it's not Mukrish from something else, that means, this is a Shivis of Roiv. So I can say such a concept. But by a Tanur, I'll say, this is a Shivas of Roiv. So this is Roiv of the Tanur. And what is this? This is also Roiv of the Tanur. A Tanur doesn't have two Roivs. So the whole concept of Mechze Keroiv is Mukrish from the second Mechze. You can't say the second Mechze is Roiv, because you can't have that a Tanur should have two Roivs. And so Mamele, each half is makrish and menagin the other half. Aye, so what's by shchite? Avlin in shchite lo yhuske roiv ella bachaticha. The halacha was said you have to be choytach roiv. That's what you have to do. Vechikarinim palge roiv chotuch leke the makrish lay. There's nothing that is menagin this. Bahai palge de koi loy mikri roi sholem. It means all I have to do is to be chaytach roi, and that I can do. That's the loch is to be chaytach roi, so that's sufficient. Let us see Taisvis. Rav Omar Mechze al Mechze Keroit. Und bei Perik Elo Treifes, Kabi Psukis HaGargeres, der Osser Lekami der Rav Obotko, Beroiv Ovye. So I want to see if Roiv of the Ovi of the Gargeres was Nifsak. Why do you have to be Boidik in Roiv? Rav holds Mechze Keroit. So Taisi says, Mechze nami kori leiroi. It wasn't me, I mean, the Salam de Shiroi, Mechze is called Roi, but he's only needed Mechze. Maskana dam de kulam a Mechze, Mechze eini kori vnichet. It's very good, according to Maskana, Sagmore, there's no problem. Lefi shi yefshe le tzamtze. The Gemara said, we can't be metayel. The two chelke yatano, because we can't be metamtam, we don't know which is the mid and which is the roi, even though they look similar. He said the pasha solution is if they're similar, some are mele, so there's no roi. Yevshele tamtam, there is a roi. Afilu le Rabbi Yosi aglili, the oma beperik sheni de bchoires yevshele tamtam. And Rabbi Yosi Glilu holds Bidei Shemaim is also Efshel Tzamtzam. I think Rabbi Yosi Glilu is speaking about that Haschorim, if you have, if
Behemah had twins. They came out by Basachas. So which one is the Petarechem? So which one is the Becher? So Rabbi Yosi holds that both of them have Kedushas Becher. Haschorim, both of them are Becher. Epshel Atamtzim. So Taisva says, Apilu the Rabbi Yosi agreed over Perksheni, the Becher is Epshel Atamtzim. In both have Kedushas Becher. Teres Vada. Moida Betlicheres Kit Komar Hosom Oil Be Ispe Gumi. But this is an impossibility because this is both can come out of basachas. The mother pushed them out. Right? Shaslay the both came out basachas. But here it's impossible since it's not shoving this gumis. So it's impossible that both halakim should be similar. V'yesh loichiach mikam daloche de b'di adam efshel etamtzei mideif legiya meiroi b'machtze el mechtze. He says, we have here, is a shayla, let us just, give us the kalak dome. There's a shayla in the Gemara, if b'day shemayim yevshel etamtzim, or afilu b'day odom yevshel etamtzim. B'day shemayim means that something happened mikredik. It happened so that two men were born. It wasn't done by a person. A person didn't do it. It came mikradik. So there is a shayla of b'day shemayim. Can I say that it happened, God, that both came out pasach? That's b'day shemayim. B'day odom means a person will try to be mitzamtzim and make things mechuvim. But can a person do this? Is a person capable of takya making two things mechuvim? That's a shayla. So, Taisva says, we have here a sugya machlekes ha-meiroim, if a shchita of mechze, is mechze keroiv, is mechze not keroiv, machlekes rav rav kan, shem is shemayim, how could you have such a machlekes? Who could be mechavan that is mamish mechze? Zuk Taisva, weiss Taisva, nun ze sugya, that bidayod, a personal shech, and it's shaykh to be mechavan, mamish mechze. Midiv lega meiroi bemechza mechze. Arkva. Ube perikame da erevin. This also another machloikis. Be porutz ka oimet. If a person has a mechitze, and the oimet of the mechitze is equivalent to the porutz, does it have a teures mechitze? Vimiyavsha letamtsam heiche shori misofik. Vafilu lamasas vaisis abshlatsams, vafilu laman the yosel, yosel mishum doch agma lamashe, shchait rube, gedoy rube. The most has different reasons why mechz is no good. But vaisto is the etzim metzias of mechz al mechz is possible. Umi bidei shemayim nire da loche diyef shalatsamsam. Bidei shemayim, that it should happen without a miyuchadik kabone, that something should happen, mamish v'vasachas, that we pass in the Evshel Tzamtzim, not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Amar v'peg daladach, Rabbi Yochanan d'Amar achis, en yedeya mishonam, there's a psashayla over there, that two brothers married two sisters, and then if they both died v'vasachas, so each one is nachayse kuke. So the Gemara says, "Achis and idem mishona that she both died by basachas. If they didn't die by basachas, then there'll be a different halacha. So the first one fell yibum, and then it's utra v'nesra because of utra. There's nafke minis if they died by basachas. Rabbi Yechon says, I don't know who holds that they can die by basachas. V'neime Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi. Like Taisvis, what's the problem? Says goes to basically, well, he saw some time the Rabbi Yosi Aglili dom Evshel Etamtzim. So Taisvis, the Gemara did not want to say that it goes like Rabbi Yosi Aglili because Bedina Shemaim we don't pass an Evshel Etamtzim. The same thing, Beperik Hazerik Begitin, the Porich for Evshel Etamtzim, Gabi Mechza, Mechza Megereshes, Vein Megereshes. The Meporish, they're speaking about that. They were speaking about daladamas to be kind of daladamas for a get. if the husband first came in the Daladamas, so it's his Daladamas, so the wife can become Nisgarish to these Daladamas, to get these Daladamas, because it's his Daladamas. If she came first, it's her Daladamas. Mechza, mechza. So it means that both came with Basachas. Poch v'yevshel etzamse, gabi mechza, mechza, megereshes, vein megereshes. The Meporish also Tavaya Bahadi Adodi Barbahamis. So why over there, Taisis says, Bidei Odom, it's Shaykh to say, Epshalatamsim. So Taisis says, Osam Nami Havi Kibidei Shamayim, the Mistama Loikivnu Love Bibasachas. There, Mistama, both the husband and wife come into the Daladamas, they didn't say 1, 2, 3, go, and episode, they were both Machavan to come in together. Mistama was the Mikradik, they both came together, so the Mikradik, as Icha say, Yevshel Etzamtzem. Just let's go a little further. Vim Taima, Bereish Erevin, Gabi Lechi Haboilet Midafnei Shalmovit. You have a movi is an area that is, let's say, that is mukhe from three mechitzes. And in order the ruach revi, you have a lechi, beruach revi, that lechi is matter the movi. So the Gemara says, lechi a boilet mi dafne shal movi, if you have a lechi that's being boilet on the tada pasuach of the movi, the koma ravashi. So, the Gemara says that a lechi, that's valid amis, loses a teiris lechi. Loses a teiris lechi. Doesn't have it ever. It's valid amis, it loses a teiris lechi. But if it's zayin amis, the opening of the movi is zayin amis, so even though it's valid amis, it doesn't have a shame lechi, it has a shame daifin. So you say, oimid merub al aporet. That means, that means even though it doesn't have a teiris lechi to be matter, it can be matter als doifen. Being time, bereish erev and gabi lechi aboilet midofni shemovi. The kama rabashi, afilu teime b'movi shmoine. Afilu you have a movi, that's the opening of the movi is eight amas. Monavshach. Im oimid nofish, it also should be matter. I have here the opening of a movi is 8 amas. And I have here a lechi that's boiled by the opening that's 4 amas. So Ravashi said it should be mutter. Why? I oimid nofish, if the lechi is more than 4 amas, nita boimid merubit. So it's a yevoimid merub ala poritz. I be poritz nofish, if the pirtz is more, needed. So we have an opening is 8 amas, so if the pirtz is more than dalad amas, so then the lechi is less than dalad amas, needed mishum lechi. So memele, by 8 amas it should be mutter. My amre, the shavu tovayu ki adodi, maybe it's mamish, exact. Havalei sofik divrayim, because sofik divrayim lahokul. No, it's a sofik, it's on yet upon the kedin. May they have told them that it's good, and maybe one said it's mashme, the epshalitam similabare adobom. So we'll stop here by the kasha. So Kaponim here would see when the mother says that, well, there's two tzadim, it's mamonim shizot. There's a third tzad, no, it's a sovik b'ramona. Why is there, that the third tzad we can be mavara? If it's avshel etamsim b'dei odim, we can be mavara. So it's maybe it's no good taka.